We welcome you back into the Rich Store Company postgame show. Michael Dieker joined by Victorious head coach Chris Schmidt. His team improves to 9-0 with a 79-32 victory. Coach, you guys started off pretty well, had some turnovers, some uncharacteristic turnovers there in the first couple minutes of this ball game, but you guys really looked pretty strong with all five of your starters in double figures here tonight.
Yeah, again, I thought we were kind of just trying to do a little bit too fast there early, Michael, but again, settled in, and I thought, we talked the other night, our passing wasn't the best. Again, I wouldn't say it was perfect tonight, obviously, but I think we had the lowest on the year for assist. I think we had five. And again, you give Burlingame some of that credit. So again, tonight I think we did a better job of moving the ball from side to side. We figured they'd come out and play zone. So again, zone, you got to move the ball and move it from side to side. And I think we did a better job of doing that at times tonight.
And speaking of the zone, you guys shot 22 times from beyond the arc, 9 out of 22. Was that shooting percentage from beyond. So a pretty good clip there, much in part to Dexon Holting. He had three threes on the evening for his way to his 11 points.
Yeah, Dexon's he's shooting the ball good in practice too, and he's feeling confident. He's ready to shoot the ball, and that's good. I think some of the other kids are starting to do the same thing. Truman's kind of coming out of his funk a little bit in practice even. So, hopefully that can continue. Obviously, against zone, it helps to hit some shots on the outside, opens up some inside stuff too.
You guys are about a third of the way through the season. What has impressed you so far in these first nine games?
Well, I think defensively we're pretty active with our hands, and if we don't get steals, we get we deflect a lot. You know, that starts with Blake Redeker. I think he does a really good job on the ball. And, Truman's got length. Dexton's not a big kid, but he seems like he's quick and he's got long arms. Ethan gets in there. Our two posts are pretty active with their hands, too. So I think that's probably the plus. There's times where I think we let, defensively have some we just go two or three minutes where we're not quite fundamentally sound, but then other times we're really pretty locked down. So we're leaning on that. I think our offense is getting better. Like I said, I think we shot better tonight. The other night we didn't shoot the ball very well. Of course, coming off break, sometimes you don't think that. So there's lots of little things get better, but I'm seeing some good things.
Now, you guys are 4-0 in league play, three games left before the Lyon County League Tournament. You guys have Waverly on Tuesday night. Tyler Williams, we saw them when they began league play against Madison, and they kind of overcame a slow shooting start for grinding out a gutsy win on the road against Madison. What do you know about the Waverly Bulldogs?
Well, first of all, they're going to play hard. They just get after you. That's why I just talked about. I said the biggest thing I don't want to see us get out-hustled. And because of the way they hustle, we're going to have to do the little things and get on the floor for loose balls and go get rebounds. So they're not a big team, but they're going to give it everything they got, and they're going to fly around. So that's the first thing I said we'll be able to see if we're going to be in the game, because we won't get out-hustled by them. But, I think at times they might have a little bit trouble scoring at times, but, they're going to be scrappy and they're going to come in here ready to play.
Well, Coach, you obviously during your Christmas break, you traveled to Nashville. And was that the first time you've seen the Cowboys win in person?
Not me. I've seen it. It's been very few. But for Riker and Damon, that is the first time they've been to a Cowboys game and saw them win. So that was a big monumental thing for our family.
Now, that was a pretty cool stadium. I happened to be there 1st of September, end of August, 1st of September. We had a little work function out there, kicked some field goals out there, but a good thing that we left some much better competition than what we were providing there in our wisdom. But, Coach, any final thoughts that you have for the Friends of the Feathers that are listening at home?
Just, again, thanks for being there, listening to our kids. These kids are going to come out and work hard. They've been working hard in practice, so we really appreciate you guys listening and following these guys. And, we're fortunate. I think you guys are doing it again next Friday. So
absolutely.
If you can't make it to Madison, check on in with the radio here, and they'll do a great job and hopefully get some more wins.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your evening. No rest for the weary as you got the Junior High League Tournament here. 9 o'clock tip?
It's one of those things. I'll go home, shower, come back up here and work for a couple hours, and then get up here at 7 o'clock in the morning and be here pretty much all day.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. 464 now in your time here at Opie. But we'll see you tomorrow. I'm sure I'll make it over to the tournament, as I've yet to see
Sounds
the next
good.
Wave.
Anybody wants to come watch the young Lyon County League player kids go at it. Good competition. It's always fun to watch these kids. So, if you're not doing anything, get come here to Opie. Both gyms will be going.
Of course, there will be quarterfinals on Saturday, semifinals next Thursday, and then championship games next Saturday as well. So we'll get Tegan Trudeau on the headset, wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show, get Tegan's final thoughts. What's to come on Tuesday when we're on the road at Indian Country for Chase County, Osage City? But you're listening to the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by the City of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. For residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.